Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Gonna take it.
Two legends in basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say, but it wasn't going to happen here.
Well, it's that time again. Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, tag me along for the ride. Zoom and pod right here on the CLNS Media Networks. And our exclusive daily fantasy partner of CLNS Media is Prize Picks. We are so happy to have Prize Picks, one of the largest daily fantasy sports platforms in North America, on board with us here with Ryan Goodman, Tangway along for the ride, Zoom and Pod. All right, guys, let's go to the Celtics last night. Are we impressed by that win, or did Golden State lay down? Jeff, I'll start with you.
I mean, how can you not be impressed by a 52-point win? I don't care if anybody laid down or not. They still, last I checked, they had Steph, they had Draymond, they had Klay. They didn't play a whole lot because the game was over early, but man, like, that was impressive. And like, I understand, but I don't understand Steve Kerr's kind of decision to lay off Jaylen Brown and let him shoot threes. Cause I actually think I know you're nodding your head. No, I'm only saying that because to me, he's a average 3-point shooter. Now, again, he's average, but when you're shooting uncontested threes, he's not very average, right? Like, that number goes up obviously to 40, you know, percent or so. You know, the hard part is when you're defending the Celtics, how do you defend them? It's not easy anymore. You have to pick your poison, even though, again, they're without Porzingis, and that's the crazy part. They won by 100 without Porzingis. So You're picking your poison, but you're taking away arguably the second best weapon offensively that the Boston Celtics have in Porzingis.
Let's back up, and you're right about Porzingis. When I found out, I started watching the game on TV in a restaurant, and found out that Porzingis wasn't playing. And I said to my wife and daughter, I'm not counting this game. If they lose, it doesn't count. I only count games where everybody's playing for the big picture. Now, I'm only half. That's only half facetious, by the way. Okay? So that's number one.
Hey, you won't be counting a lot of games. If that's the case, now back when you covered it full time, it was different. Now, there'd be no meaningful games in the regular season, Bob.
I know. So that's my new joke about this season. Yeah. Okay. So the game was 21-21, which, and by the way, the story of the game was the scoring was being done by Kuminga and Moody. Yeah. And of course, and by this time, Steph had already airballed his first two threes. Okay. So, and then they, a 61-17 run is what ensued after 21-21. Okay. I looked it up, and guess what? They are the first team with 350 point wins in a season in the history of the league. Not surprised. And here's one for you guys. Because of the folded in their 11-game winning streak is another 50-pointer, as you know, against Philly, okay? They are winning by an average of 22.1 points a game over their last 11 games, which is an all-time record, such as it is. They are teasing their fandom terribly. Now, the expectation level, don't you think, is rising exponentially during this particular 11-game winning streak?
Oh, yeah. They got to win it.
They got to win it for the fans, which is unfair to them because we all know it ain't that easy. No. And when the playoffs start, there's new dynamics. And they
this
have
is the worst thing that could have happened. This is the worst thing that could have happened to this. No, but it is.
No, I agree with you.
The prohibitive favorites. You don't want to be the prohibitive favorites going into the playoffs when mentally you haven't been able to get over that hump. Like, now again, this could be great for them at the end of the day. This could be great for them. But tell me you're not a little bit concerned about this group. Now, again, they've got a couple men, at least, in Derek White and Drew Holiday, who's 1-1. So, thankfully, I like having Drew on this team more than anything else because, again, he could talk to him. They respect him. He's won a ring.
You are 100% correct. I am concerned, and I'm a little less concerned because I do like the things they are saying. I like what's coming out of Tatum and Brown's mouth. Yeah. I want to believe that they truly get it the way they are telling us that they now get it. Okay. I mean, because getting it is what the issue is. There's no question of a doubt. They're the most talented one to fill in the blank. 5, 7, 8, 9, because Cornette is not a stiff. All right. And now I got Tillman, who may be an asset.
I like him.
There is no question they have that Danny and Brad could have constructed a championship level roster.
Yeah.
But that talent is only the beginning in any sport. You got to have talent, but you need other components to win, including luck, including health. Now, health's a given. Everybody has health. So it's not just them. Everybody has to worry about somebody being hurt. So that's not unique to them. But they have, but the expectation level among the fandom, and they're being fueled, I'm sure, by the talk shows, which I don't listen to, and so forth. But it's there for them. And we already agreed 2 months ago, 3 months ago, three of us, that this is a now year for them.
Oh, this is it.
Because they have everything going for them, including experience. Once again, I'm going to point out to somebody who may be new listening to us, think about this. There's not one guy in this team who matters is under the age of 25. They are all experienced. And
now they're all in their prime now. They're all in their prime. Like, it's not like Jason Tatum's too young now. Like,
oh God,
he's matured. Well, he's matured now.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that's the thing. This team, Al is the one guy who's older, but you know what? He's a role guy now, and he fits exactly what they need from a locker room perspective. The only thing you still worry about, in a way, is when things go bad, who's that vocal guy? Who's going to get him going? If things are going bad, they take a hit and they hang their heads a little bit, and it's gut time. Like, it's
yeah. Well, of course, there's going to be there's going to be something, some hurdle there, but it's. I say to the fans, which I remember saying back in 85, 86, enjoy the ride. Enjoy it. Exult in it. Get the bragging rights over whoever it is that you want the bragging rights over, your cousin in New York, whatever the hell, something.
Yep.
And enjoy the damn thing because they are playing beautiful basketball. I'll tell you what I love most of all. And this is like in the realm of taking Tatum and Brown as a given now. They're both so good. That backcourt, what a pair they are. They're like two professors.
It's a pleasure to watch.
Professors.
Yes. Because they're all about the right things. They play, I've said this, they're adults. It's like watching full-fledged adults who know how to play the right way, don't give a shit about anything other than making the right decision to win. To win.
And to get to this point, they each have taken a different path because I'm sure Holiday was an acclaimed, acclaimed high school player?
He was. He was pretty highly regarded going into UCLA. Can I give you his college stats coming out of UCLA? I'm trying to find him right now.
Sure.
You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh at this. Drew Holiday, they're not as underwhelming as I thought, but He only averaged 12 and a half points his freshman year. But he left after that. Like, I think he left after his freshman year. 12 and a half points, five and a half rebounds, five and a half assists. It actually fits him.
Okay.
But it was like, why are you coming out now? Why aren't you coming back for another year to beat a guy? So when he came out early, I think a lot of people shook their heads because, again, he doesn't pass the look test. He's not going to pass the combine test.
No.
What he passes is all of this.
Right.
Everything up here, Jrue Holiday is elite, and he's an elite defender. We know that. He's just, like, give Brad credit. And again, I go back to this over and over. Brad Stevens' experience as a coach, playing against, having to actually be in the trenches and figuring out how to stop these guys, what they do well, seeing them up close and having to scout them, gave him a major, major advantage with Derek White, with Jrue Holiday, and understanding the value, and even seeing the way they are on the court with their teammates. Things like that,
talking
to people in the locker room, guys that have probably, you know, and Brad, again, Brad's got these connections to college as well, where he could call Ben Howland, who coached him in college.
Mm-hmm.
He can call Tad Boyle, who coached Derek White in college, and they aren't going to feed him a line of bullshit. They're going to shoot him straight.
Well, speaking of, let's get to the other guy tips for a second. I mean, who knew who he was coming out of high school? He went to Division II, right?
Colorado State Pueblo, I think.
Yeah, so,
Colorado.
So, and his path has been one of upward mobility all the way, you know. But boy, has he learned his lesson. And thank you, Pop, for whatever you provided for him, because you know that was an education for him. You know, that was a perfect place for a guy like that to go. A guy that I'm sure Pop saw that I could coach this guy, and this guy is coachable. And I'm obviously, oh my God. It's fun. And please, I just beg people, just enjoy it and don't get too cocky yet.
Right.
They have to prove it. But they do have to prove.
You're not setting the parade quite yet.
Not the date. I'm not setting.
But we don't have the route. No, we don't have the route planned just yet. That'll be next week.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Okay, 40,000 points for LeBron James, Mr. Ryan, since you're the resident NBA
historian. It's a staggering number. It's a staggering number, and I can't do any better. I urge you to go pick up or go online, whatever. USA Today, Jeff Zilgit's got the whole breakdown of what it means, of what the scope of it is, and how incredible this achievement is that he's done this 40,000. I remember when I'm old enough to remember when Bob Pettit became the first 20,000 man, you know, and we thought that was something, huh? Let's get right to it. This has also triggered the LeBron haters. Are you aware of this?
Oh yeah.
The LeBron haters, this is aggravate. This is fuel for them because he didn't win as much as Michael and hasn't won as many as Michael. And the reasons that people have manufactured to hate a guy who I think has done the right thing more often than not, you know, get over the decision. You know, the decision wasn't 14 years ago. So get over the damn decision, please.
It was nothing. Get over it.
Yes. But there are people who will manufacture reasons to dislike LeBron James as a basketball player. That's preposterous. And I think one of the things that was also on outline, he's fourth all time in assists.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, good note.
He's the male Caitlin Clark. So no, I mean, come on. I salute him. All right. And the way he's playing right now at this level, and we don't know when it's ending. He doesn't even know when it's ending. So, you know, I mean, I think it's worthy of great congratulations.
All right. So can I give you some numbers here? I just looked at it. Tatum. Yeah. Tatum right now has 11,408 points through his first 7 years. He's 25 years old. LeBron through his first 7 years, 15,251 points. Right. So he's basically almost 4,000 points ahead of Tatum. Now Tatum's going to score a little bit more this year.
Yeah.
So let's say he's 4,000 points at the end of the day, a little less. You know, he'll be like 3,500 points ahead of him in 7 years. And again, to play this long at this level, nobody's ever going to do it again.
The longevity is blowing me away, because I thought just with plain science, he would break
body.
Down.
His body.
I thought his body would break down just with age. And it's not. Did.
But you know what he does? You know what he does? He is absolutely maniacal about his workout routine in the offseason. Maniacal. And but it is crazy. Like, the dude's body has held up, and he's that big and strong. And you would think it's just going to take like one knee injury. Like he hasn't had one.
Something, nothing.
He hasn't had anything, right? What's the most major injury he's had?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I mean, right? He misses more games because of load management.
Yes, but nothing major, knock on wood. And I don't know. Can he beat Tom Brady? Guys.
Why not?
Could he beat Tom Brady and go to 45?
At some point, you know, you think he'd have to reconcile himself to a lesser role, but right now.
But why? If he could keep doing it, Bob.
I know. You think, but you're right.
Why?
We never see anything like this. So
correct.
He's
a freak of nature. Why can't at 45 he play 65 games? What, I don't know what he's played this year, what he'll be on pace for, but like everybody, why can't he play 60, 65 games and then the playoffs and still be averaging 20 a game?
It's remarkable, and I just, but the haters are out there, and they're always going to be out
which
there.
Which is so stupid. It's so dumb.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Haters, because
the guy's handled himself pretty much. He's had one poor decision, and how he handled the decision, and other than that, what can you really get on LeBron James for?
Well, yeah,
he bitches to the refs. Everybody bitches to the refs.
They all do.
Not anymore. Look, he's had a distinctly two halves of a career. There was the because he did have to.
Sure.
And the way he had to learn how to win, in my opinion, was to take advantage, is to recognize that he's the best player on the floor and act accordingly, because he did shrink in 2010. He basically quit against the Celtics, and he did shrink in 2011. I'd love to know, something had to have happened between the end of the 2010-11 and the beginning of the 2011-12 seasons, because after that debacle against the Mavericks, either he figured it out or someone got to him that he would listen to say, look, LeBron, you are the man. You know, you must take over. And he did not do it in those two seasons at playoffs. He's done it ever since. He's done it. How about that game this week with the fourth quarter comeback? That was vintage at 39. So he had a catharsis somewhere along the way, you know, and I'm just point that out. That's all. But you know how long ago that was? Well, 13 years ago. So I think that's, which is a longer than most people's careers by a lot.
Right.
This is the second phase of his career.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go on and on and on and on.
Yep. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have to get to another important topic, right, Gary?
Yes, we do. Jeff, Bob's not going to talk. We are. Bob wrote a phenomenal article. He has covered an athletic event in all 50 states. He spoke about it. It's in the Boston Globe. It is a must read.
Yes.
And more than ever, because whenever I read a Bob Ryan column, I always hear him very loudly. And this was the same.
Yeah.
It was if Bob, and I'm sure it's a great article and you need to read it. What'd you think, Jeff?
I mean, awesome. And again, I kind of knew Bob was doing this because I knew he needed one more state for a couple of years now, and it was South Dakota. And he texted me and said, I'm going to South Dakota for a basketball game. And I put two and two together right away. I helped connect him with the head coach there at South Dakota State, Eric Henderson, who's a hell of a coach. And I just wanted him to roll out the red carpet for Bob on his final state. So he had dinner. I think he had a pretty good experience there, saw a great game. And yeah, I mean, the column to me, I learned a lot. Like, I didn't know, Bob, that you were in Columbus, Georgia for a year living there. I turned down a job out of college with a Columbus newspaper because my wife basically said to me, like, I can't live in Columbus. I can't live in Columbus, Georgia.
Yes.
That wouldn't have gotten us to the altar, my now wife. So it just, like, I read this and I was like, wow, like, I didn't realize a lot of your background and exactly where you had been and your mom and all this stuff, how big of a sports fan she was. I knew your dad was, and I knew a lot of his background. But, you know, again, it's just to have covered a sporting event in all 50 states. Like, I look at it now and I'm like, I want to do it, but it's hard to get to Idaho. It's hard, you know, what are you getting to Montana for and Idaho in some of these places? So really, really cool. I'm sure for you, this was like a ultimate bucket list thing that you wanted to cross off because I don't know how many people have done this.
I just have to say, Bob, before you, and you can respond in a second. Mm-hmm. I just have to say, I think it's your greatest achievement. And that says a lot because obviously, as a contributor, or however, I know you're uncomfortable with this, but you're in the NBA, you're in the Basketball Hall of Fame as a contributor, you know, journalist, right? You've covered, I don't know how many Olympics, I don't know how many Super Bowls, I don't know how many NBA championships. You vote for the Heisman. You're a phenomenal author. But to me, this is your greatest achievement because it is the purest. And it is the essence of what you do.
Thank you very much, Jim. And my guys, I really appreciate your thoughts here. The truth of the matter is that this wasn't a lifelong quest, although there was an erroneous headline to that effect in the Globe. It happened organically. It's just the life that I've led. It never dawned on me until around state number 47. You know, now I did want, no, really, wait. First of all, I wanted to get to all 50 states and forget sports, which we did. We went to Alaska in 2016, slept in Alaska. I've now been to and have slept in all 50 states. Okay. Now that's part B, the sleeping in. That's a big part of the deal. Okay. So I've been to all 50 states. When I got to like 47 or so around there, I'm thinking, wow, you know, this wasn't a bucket list thing. The bucket list, as you know, not the bucket list, but the list, the quest is gyms, is arenas, college. I've been to 205 arenas. This was my 205th arena or venue, I call it venue, right? Fine. Now, but not specifically, and it's attended or covered, not covered. It's attended or covered, you know, gone as a fan or covered. Okay. When I got to 47 was Delaware. And I went to the Blue Rocks minor league baseball, okay? 48 was Alaska when we went for the 50th state and my 70th birthday. And thank God Alaska Fairbanks was home against Concordia. So I could knock off a sporting event there. And then came Ole Miss football. I had never been to an event in Mississippi. I'd only crossed over the border whenever I was in New Orleans. I had no other reason to go to Mississippi professionally. Got that done, and then it was 50. And when I needed the 50th, I went to Matt Pepin, the Globe sports editor, last fall. Said I got 49. If I get 50, would you be interested in the story? Well, you saw what they did. I thanked everybody. I thank them profusely for the presentation. The online presentation was spectacular. The Sunday
they sent a photographer. They sent a photographer.
They hired a photographer in Brookings, South Dakota, who you know just followed me around all night. Yeah. And they treated it. I'm so honored and flattered and thankful and grateful. But this is. But I think more about it now. And, you know, you mentioned my mother, and I just want to point out. You know, the thing about it was that my father died when I was 11 on May 10th, 1957, and the following September, she and I are sitting in Municipal Stadium in Philadelphia at the Army Notre Dame game, which was a very historic game, the resumption of that rivalry after a 10-year period. And the point is that Mary Ryan understood what sports meant to the kid, to Bobby. And she made sure that I was kept in the loop, you know, that she didn't abandon it. Had my mother been indifferent to sports or ignorant of sports, then who knows what would have happened. I'll be honest.
And you might never have had Bob Ryan.
No,
you might have so Bob Ryan, the teacher.
She gets a lot of credit for the way she approached, you know, her little boy after her husband died.
Yeah, congratulations, really cool. Bob. It is a hell of an achievement.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Passion. I mean, the one thing is your passion. I'll leave it after this, Gary. Like, to do this when, again, you're on assignment for games, for whether it's Final Four, whatever, mm-hmm. Other assignments, you know, Patriots game, anything, and you're trying to find a college hoops game in the area. And you're just going
never
for
fails. Fun. Never every time that was what I'll admit to that one. Yep. And I wanted as many of them as I could get. Now I'm up to 205. And I hope I'm not done.
I gotta catch you. I gotta try to catch Bob. I don't know if I can do it.
Gonna be tough, kid.
I know.
Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tagway along for the Ride Zoom and Pod. Brought to you by our exclusive daily fantasy partner, CLNS Media. Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Good job, fellas. Talk to you again.